This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I'm Chris Moore for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Thanks for listening. Today is Friday, August 8th. A noon spotlight recital takes place at the Aspen Community Church featuring some of this summer's most talented students. Admission is free. Then at 2 today in the Aspen Chapel, top piano students offer a free recital. The Aspen Chamber Symphony gives a concert at 6 today with Jane Glover conducting. Elisa Weilerstein plays Haydn's D major cello concerto, and soprano Susanna Phillips sings selections from Richard Strauss's Brentano Lieder. Beethoven's buoyant 8th Symphony concludes the program. I'll see you at the tent. Then tomorrow at 10, the Aspen Opera Theater Center performs staged opera scenes as part of a masterclass at the Wheeler Opera House. At 8 tomorrow, conductor Harry Bickett joins star soloists for a Baroque evening featuring works of Rameau and J.S. Bach. Sunday morning at 9 in Harris Concert Hall, the American Academy of Conducting at Aspen Orchestra will perform works by composition students, which will then be discussed by a distinguished panel. The event is free. James Fedek conducts the Aspen Festival Orchestra on Sunday at 4 in the Benedict Music Tent. In Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto with Nikolai Lugansky, Dvorak's Carnival Overture, and Scriabin's sensuous Poem of Ecstasy. Scriabin originally titled this work the Orgasmic Poem, but the publisher refused to tolerate that name, so Scriabin reluctantly renamed it the Poem of Ecstasy. The performance prominently features the Hauptwerk Virtual Pipe Organ. Bizet's opera Carmen is to be performed Sunday at 7 at the Wheeler Opera House with additional performances on August 12th, 14th, and 16th. Listen at this time every weekday for more Festival Notes, a feature we're proud to present here each summer only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen at aspenpublicradio.org.